From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore. David Brancaccio is on assignment. Today, many remember the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his life of service, with service of their own by volunteering in their communities. This election year, there is a real need for one particular kind of volunteer nationwide, poll workers. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
About 1 million people step up to work the polls in a presidential election, says Barry Burden, director of the Elections Research Center at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. But like many parts of this economy, there's a labor shortage.
Election officials around the country have told us over the last 15 years or so that about half of them say they have very substantial difficulties finding enough poll workers to serve.
And not just in the big November elections. Olivia Zink is the executive director of Open Democracy in New Hampshire and is working on recruiting poll workers for the state's primary next week.
So Nashua Ward 2 needs some people. Keene Ward 1 and 4 need people. The city of Franklin needs workers. The city of Manchester needs workers. The city of Portsmouth needs workers.
Zink celebrates volunteers who sometimes serve for decades, but warns many are aging out. Advocacy groups nationwide are pushing for more young people to get involved, especially, says Ryan Paranunzi at the Fair Election Center.
Folks who can speak multiple languages and who are tech savvy to be able to get up to speed with election technology.
Paranunzi says when there aren't enough poll workers,
it makes it a lot harder for people to vote because the place they normally would go to might not be open because of staffing shortages, or they might go to the polling place and have to wait in line for a long time.
And in a tightly contested election, that can depress voter turnout and voter confidence. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.